Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Your smart speakers, just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and you'll hear us live. Or anywhere you get your apps, you just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show, and you can get us there on any platform you get your common podcast from. It's coming up on 410, 84 degrees on this Thursday, September 18th, 2025. And for those just joining us, we just wrapped up a press conference, almost an hour-long press conference, on the update of the York County shooting from yesterday that sort of started to evolve during the show yesterday. We tried to bring you the whatever information we could. And now we know that three detectives, a sergeant and two detectives, from the Northern York County Regional Police Department were killed. An additional detective from the Northern York County Regional Police Department is in critical but stable condition, and a deputy sheriff who was the drone operator assisting in this from York County was also shot. Just a powerful, impactful press conference from York District Attorney Tim Barker, who was extremely emotional but professional. Let it be known that he was friends with these individuals, these detectives, these police officers who are both now deceased and are in critical but stable condition. And Attorney General Dave Sunday, our state's attorney general, who was also the former district attorney and District Attorney Tim Barker's boss at one point, was there, not in his capacity as attorney general, although it's kind of hard to take that hat off, but as a friend of this community. And one of the things he said, and we'll walk you through, if you're just joining us, what we heard there, and I'll clear up some things. I got some text messages I want to address as well. Attorney General Dave Sunday said that when they were transporting the bodies of these Northern York County Regional Police officers to the coroner's office in a procession, that the community lined up with flags and the fire departments made arches with their big flags for the entire ride. It was raining. And this quote is going to stick with me from Attorney General Dave Sunday. The rain was falling like God was mourning with us. People were standing out there in the rain holding their flags, signs that we back the blue. God bless you. Unfortunately, all too often it takes a tragic incident like this. And District Attorney Tim Barker made some poignant points here that I want to stress. And I'll walk you through a condensed version of what they said happened in a minute. these are his friends. These are not just colleagues. These are just not people he sees at work. These are personal friends of his, these three officers that are now deceased. Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer. And seeing them, because he did. He said he went to the scene and saw his friends deceased, shot by this monster. He said, if not for them being the ones there, the complainant, this ex-girlfriend and her mother, would have no doubt been murdered. He said, so even though they met a tragic ending, they succeeded in their job of protecting and serving the public. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to understand. I know it's hard for a lot of people who think law enforcement is just a job. You know, you get that taxpayer pension. I get the text messages all the time. And if you think you're insulting me, you're truly not. Because the reality of that is these officers knew what they were willing to risk for the public they swear to serve. Law enforcement around this nation have accepted the fact that they may not go home to their families because of the job they have to protect you. If you like them, if you don't like them, what your background is, how much you make, what color you are, what religion you are, they don't care. One of the conversations I had, you know, being that 9/11 was just last week, with my wife during 9/11, when I was able to get a phone line out later that day. Hysterical, 7 months pregnant, my wife was like, just come home. Just drop everything and come home. Wasn't even a thought. Believing in my mind that I may not never come home from that. And it turns out an hour later, Building 7 came down pretty close to us. After Tower 2 came down, because that's the tower that came down first, hundreds of firemen ran into Building 1, knowing it would come down, just not knowing when, because they could probably get a few more out. We can get more. We don't know when it's going to come down, but we know it's going to come down, but we don't know when. But we could save more people, and they ran into that building, knowing that they had children at home. They had wives, husbands, mothers, fathers. Our law enforcement do this each and every day. We call them routine calls, you know, a traffic stop, a domestic. My boyfriend's threatening me. My husband's threatening me. My girlfriend's got a knife. Ninety percent of the time, they may be routine. Maybe a nuisance call, maybe nothing. But then you have days like yesterday in York County where this nut broke into his ex-girlfriend's and mother's house, shot their dog, and when law enforcement went there, took them on. And after shooting and killing three officers in the front of the house during an exchange of gunfire, advanced on the other two officers to take them out, shooting another one successfully. Thankfully, they were able to put that monster down. But for York District Attorney Tim Barker to give the credit that even though their lives were lost here, they were successful in protecting that victim, those victims in that house.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
How unselfish is that as a person, even though he's professionally a district attorney? These are his friends. But he realizes that they were there for a higher calling. They were doing that job. They were wearing the uniform. They were wearing the badge for a higher calling. For people that they may never meet, don't know personally, but called 911 and said they needed help. They're in trouble. And no doubt, their lives were spared, these victims, this ex-girlfriend and her mother, because law enforcement did their job and followed up on their job. This individual, I'm not even going to say his name because it's not worth it. It's out there. 11:23, the day before, on the 16th. They get a call from the ex-girlfriend that the suspect was seen at the house, watching it through binoculars. A black truck. Officers arrived. They see a black truck parked on one of the side roads off the property. It's unoccupied. More officers arrive. They call for a sheriff's deputy that has a drone. And being this was 11:23 at night, says they spent hours searching to see if they could find this individual, who at that time, through trail cams, they knew that he had some sort of spotting scope or binoculars and an AR-style rifle strapped to his chest, dressed in camouflage, at night, in York County. You can imagine how dark that is. They call the sheriff. Deputy sheriff gets there, who's a drone operator. Now, I would say with certainty that drone had infrared capabilities because it's nighttime, it's dark. They put the drone up. They search for hours looking for this individual. They don't see him. His car's there. They take the report. They get the details. They get an arrest warrant the next day. They go to his house. Nothing there. They go back to the house where this incident occurred, this ex-girlfriend's house. 1:23, they arrive. Probably have a short tactical meeting, a little bit off property. I've been part of things like this, and that's usually the way it happens. They were there with 6 officers. The 3 detectives, 2 additional detectives, and a deputy sheriff who was that drone operator. 2:02, they start to search the property. 2:08, they go to the door. As they begin to make entry, they are fired upon. 4 officers immediately down. Suspect started targeting the other officers and the deputy sheriff. Suspect advances on the sheriff and the other officer. The sheriff only armed with a 9mm because he could not get to his car to retrieve his long gun. The other York County officer with a long gun. He was advancing on them near the road to kill them, to execute them, to take them out. Thankfully, they were able to put the suspect down and killed him. When one of the officers immediately ran to the 3 officers, Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer, they were unresponsive and reportedly deceased from what the district attorney said. The shots ended at 2:10. They knocked on the door at 2:08. The shots ended at 2:10. 2 minutes of sheer hell. 2 minutes. Three lives taken, two additional officers critically wounded, and a suspect deceased. 2 minutes. I can't emphasize that to you enough. District attorney said, this is preliminary, and there'll be more information coming out, but he said, and this is a quote, the hateful scourge of domestic violence. This suspect, who dated this girl for only a short amount of time, was never at her house, never visited the house. But yet, on 8/20, on July 20th, her car is set on fire in the driveway of her home. She suspected it was this ex-boyfriend. Something said it was this. That's who it was. But they had no proof, so they didn't pursue the complaint. Then on 9/16 at 11:23 at night, the mother and the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, call 911 saying there's someone spying on their windows. They retrieve trail cam picture and confirm that it is the ex-boyfriend. Police go there and for hours search for him. Take the information they have, go get an affidavit for arrest, for an arrest warrant, and the next day get a team together of six officers for misdemeanor, domestic violence, and stalking. They arrive, and this mayhem breaks loose, and in 2 minutes, you have three dead officers, two critical, and the suspect put down. 2:14 additional officers arrived. Put that time frame in your mind. 2 minutes. If you call 911 at home, if you need help in an emergency, you probably couldn't walk to your mailbox in 2 minutes. It's something to think about here. And again, Dave Sunday, Attorney General for Pennsylvania, said as they were escorting the people he knew, friends of his, these detectives from the Northern York County Regional Police Department who had their lives taken, said they were family men, but didn't expand on if they had children or wives or what their situation was. So the community lined the streets with flags and signs in the rain. The rain was falling like God was mourning with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.